for a second, but I guess maybe I wasn't. I don't know. Anyway, we're with the cherry blossoms today because there's a certain part of the United States, the East Coast of the United States, and especially Washington, D.C. They were brought in as a gift, and all of Washington, D.C., especially around the around the main areas there between the Washington Monument and the White House and all the rest of it, is just filled with these trees. And this is the time of year where they absolutely explode with these beautiful cherry blossoms. So even though there's very few people walking around right now actually enjoying it, we're going to enjoy it a little bit here today. So enjoy the beautiful time that we are here all together. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to this beautiful lady, and then I will go into a channel for the first one here today. Espava.
Espava. I do love the cherry blossoms. Steve and I had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., when our two sons were, I think, about 10 and 12 years old. So it was a perfect age for them to see this part of our world. And Steve had a cousin who worked at the Capitol, I think. Didn't he, Steve?
Yes.
And so we got a private tour. And
Senator's aide.
And it was Easter time. And so our boys actually got to be on the White House lawn for an Easter egg hunt. How special is that? We still have a wooden egg that says the Easter whatever year it was, and you know that was a treasure and a very special time for our family. So it was quite fun. So this background just makes me just appreciate nature. And so I know it's hard to get out right now, but everybody can. Go in your backyard, stand on your patio, whatever you can. I see people walking in our neighborhood more than I've ever done before. And it's so important to get that fresh air in your lungs and just get outside of your home a little bit. So do what you can to enjoy this time. Take a deep breath. Settle your energy. And feel everything's okay, and it will be. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. We join you this day as a collective because planet Earth is shifting. It's moving very quickly now. Yes, you have a visitor on planet Earth, a new life form, if you will. It's been there for a while, but it has made the cross over into the human kingdom and is spreading incredibly rapidly. We tell you several different points of this. Number one, this thing is evolving very quickly. You call it mutating. It calls it evolution because it's fighting for its life. But we also tell you the mix between human and this creature that you're calling COVID-19 is actually has a positive benefit in the long run. One of the pieces that you're all looking to do as you move to the next stage of evolution, even in your own physical being, is to start bringing through more of the spirit in combination with the physical body. Well, one of the challenges around that is that your spirit and your physical body are incredibly enmeshed, very difficult to loosen one from the other. But that's what this virus does. It starts to loosen it a little bit to where the next stages of evolution will actually be a little more comfortable. And not everybody on the planet needs to catch this. There is a critical mass that will be reached when everyone has that new attributes and basically does not need to go through this process anymore. At that time, it will either mutate again to where it is not as harmful, or you will find many of the answers that you're currently looking for. Right at the moment, we tell you an answer, an absolute cure for this is available, and you're finding it. You're starting to hone in on the different combinations that will work best for most people in most places. So there is an answer that is coming fairly soon. But the reason you can't find it right at this moment is because you have not reached that critical mass yet. That will be reached fairly soon. So with that, know that this can be reduced. It can be reduced several different ways. Obviously, you can focus on bringing all that energy in to be able to find that cure that's here. Actually, it's already been found. It's simply a question of going through all the different parts to be able to work with it to find out how it works. Besides being many times what you call a preventative, it's also a cure to people that already have it, will help them greatly. So this can be quite a lot for you in the future. In the meantime, there is a wave that is passing through planet Earth, and you're seeing the effects of it in different countries throughout the globe. And they will continue this way for a time while this process spreads in many different areas. And we tell you that is the difficult piece, the lack of preparation, the difficulties that are coming now, that this thing is completely coming over everything. And in the United States is going to be hit very hard because of the lack of preparation and many of the other parts of this. But at the same time, they can make more of a change, more of a difference, more of an opportunity with this. So the main piece about this is to also understand that many people can catch this virus and not even know they are sick. So not everyone that catches this virus is going to go through all the difficult pieces and come close to death. But know that there is more to this that you can work with. And the beautiful part about all of this, and we've been talking about this for some time because we've been very concerned about the incredible separation you've had on your planet. That is starting to eradicate. Oh yes, there's still people pointing fingers different places, but you're all in this together. And that's the most important piece. You will see the human heart rising in the midst of all the chaos. And when you see it, identify it, celebrate it, share it with your friends, pass it around, because that is what's going to bring a resolution to everything. And for those of you who consider yourselves energy healers, especially long distance, join any programs you can. Find ways of joining other people, either online with us here or in small groups somewhere that you can come to, even online with other people. And focus your energy on returning health, because that is coming. Now, even after all this clears out, you're going to find that your world is different. And it will be restrictive in the beginning because you're not used to the differences. But we also tell you, there's some real beauty that can come from all of this. So hold that potential high. Know that every step that you walk now leaves a path, and many can follow. It's not a difficult time as you think. So breathe, walk through it, and try to be there for those who are working with this energy. As you can understand, the first responders are those taking most of the heat at this point, those in those positions. But we also tell you, dear ones, that is a life-crowning achievement for them. So support them any way you can, and know that you're all in this together. And that eradicates much of the separation. So with that, know that everything that you can move from this point forward will make a huge difference. And look at the ways you are alike instead of the ways you are separate. And you will bring together the human heart of mankind. And with that, we leave you for the time being while he does the rest of his show and brings you everything that they can bring you here. Know that you're never alone. So with the greatest of honor, we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and hold each other tight, even at a distance. Aspavo, dear ones.
Aspavo. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Virtual Eye broadcast. See you then.